May 8. Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Acts 23:1. One day a senior officer came to me in Punjab and said to me, "I want you to ask forgiveness on my behalf to my Punjabi sweeper." He was a military officer, an Englishman. So I called the sweeper and said, "Your sahib has told me to ask your forgiveness on his behalf because this morning he got angry with you." The sweeper said, "I am his servant. He can kick me if he wants. He has every right." But the officer said, "No, I am a Christian. I have no right to hurt your feelings. Kindly forgive me." I met the same sweeper at Amritsar a few years later. I asked him if he was born again, and with a shining face he replied that he was born again. I asked him when he was born again, and he said, "When my master asked forgiveness from me, I was astonished because I have never heard such a thing, a white man asking forgiveness." The words of the officer touched the heart of the sweeper, and he knew what it was to be a Christian. When you wrong anyone by word or deed, please ask forgiveness, whether it is your wife or children or friends. Then you can enjoy God's presence. In my school days, there was a Christian boy who borrowed 1 rupee from me. I forgot entirely about it. One day, I received a money order for 1 rupee with these words, "You might have forgotten about it, and so did I, but the Lord reminded me. My conscience troubled me, so I am sending you this rupee." Because he was my schoolfellow, I had given it joyfully. It is only when we are free from even such small failures that we can enjoy his fellowship. When you are in debt, you find it difficult to pray freely. Any little sin will take your joy away. You have to put things right, then you can enjoy the presence of God. When there is nothing between you and your Lord, then you have an appetite for God's word, prayer, and fellowship of God's people. You can enjoy God's word and hear God's voice. So we can say, "Lord Jesus Christ, you may come at any time. I have nothing to be ashamed of. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." 1 John 2:28. Keep your conscience clear and your heart pure. Then you can meet him joyfully and not be ashamed.